And a woman who has lost her husband, she is...
She's a widow.
You know, what if he just left her, didn't die, but just, you know, left her? You have a special name for him?
I think so. I think she'd be called a grass widow. Mm-hmm. That's an expression. We don't use it too much. But.
And now, father, what about... what would the most kids around here call it? They call their father father or what would they
do? Dad or daddy.
Mm-hmm. And what about their mother?
Mama.
And what about their grandfather?
Granddaddy.
Yeah. Any other things you hear?
Yeah, grandpa. Grandfather. Mm-hmm.
What about the grandmother?
Grandma.
And let's see. Your sons and daughters are your what?
Kids.
And listen, do you have a, you know, sometimes when a kid is a baby, you have a name that, a nickname is known just in the family and used by family members. You have a name for that kind of name? Term for that kind of name?
No.
Something that, on wheels that you might put a baby in and it'll lie down, what would you call that?
Lie down. Probably a baby carriage.
Yeah. And if he sits up in it, you call it
a stroller.
Yeah. If you're going to put the baby in the stroller and you can take him out for a walk, you can go out and do what to the baby? You
push around the block.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now, if you were talking about your children, say you have more than one, you could talk about the oldest, or what else could you think? How else could you talk about?
Yeah. About him?
He's not only the oldest, he's the foremost. If you're talking about him in terms of being grown up, how do you say that he's...
I don't understand the question.
Okay. Now the oldest one, you could talk about him as being old. If you were to talk about him in terms of being grown up, you would say he was the one. Still don't make sense.
No.
I'll come back to it.
No.
So a woman is going to have a child, you say she's...
pregnant.
Any extra polite terms that people might use there?
At one time they would say in a family way, but that's archaic now. Yeah. We come out and say, she's going to have a baby, she's pregnant.
Any humorous ways?
Oh. Yes. She's all the pumpkin seed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now,
that's one expression they used to use. Well, she must have swallowed the pumpkin seed.
Remember the other ones like that?
Yeah, she got knocked up.
Yeah.
That's a bad expression. Bad.
And does that usually mean she's not married?
Yes, that's right. Usually if it's illegitimate, she says she got knocked up.
What are some terms for a child sworn out of wedlock? What would be your most polite term?
Illegitimate.
Do you have any that are not as polite?
Bastard.
Yeah. Any humorous ones?
Not as I know of. They aren't very humorous when you talk about a person, so...
Have you ever heard of a child called a woods coat?
Yes, I've heard the expression. It's an old-timer, though. Mm-hmm. It's not anything new. It was back 20, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Do you hear that very much anymore?
Never anymore at all.
Mm-hmm. And now, if a woman said that she didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, she might have a wife.
Might have a midwife.
You ever heard any older terms for that?
Midwife. No.
Say if a mother looked after three children until they're grown, until they're grown up, you say she's done one to three children.
She's done raised them up. Mm-hmm. Raised three children, or reared, according to who you're talking to. I use raised around people around here, but reared to people who are, you know, would understand that expression.
To a naughty child, you might say, if you don't quit that, you're going to get a...
get a licking.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you might say there?
Whipping. Beating, spanking, paddling.
When you were a kid, you remember, did any of those, were they one of them more severe than the other one? Or
whipping.
That most severe
one? Oh, that's bad.
What would your mama use for a whipping?
Use a palmetto stem. Mm.
Yeah, sounds
severe. I had to cut my own.
Mm.
She would cut me a palmetto stem along, you'd be a whipping.
That's funny how bugs will always make you cut the switch or not.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's part of the funny
thing. Oh, yes.
And if a One of your children is 5 inches taller this year. You said this year Bob is what?
He's grown 5 inches.
So he did what in a year?
He grew